The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service today for Pentecost, the day when the church celebrates the gift of God's Holy Spirit. And today is also a very, very special weekend of celebration right across the nation, right across the Commonwealth, as Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II celebrates her Platinum Jubilee. And right across the land there have been street parties and celebrations and concerts. And today, after our celebratory service, we hope that you can join us for a parish picnic on the lawn. If you're free to stay, you would be most welcome. We want to say a warm welcome to everybody who is joining us online today for our service. We know there are people watching in different places, and we're delighted to have you worshipping with us today. I'm also delighted today to say that our friends from the Ukraine arrived in the early hours of Friday morning. They're settling into their new home, and we want to say thank you so, so much to all our parishioners for their help furnishing their home, helping with renting their home as they get established and they get settled. And I see they're just arriving with us as we come in to speak. So it's so good to have Evgen and his family with us. And in a moment, we're going to get a chance to welcome them properly. Just wanted to say that, remind those who are part of our confirmation group that tonight our confirmation class is happening at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, the toddlers are meeting in the morning. And on Wednesday morning, our church service at 10:30. And Pilates on Wednesday evening. Thursday evening is our prayer meeting over Zoom, and next Sunday we celebrate Holy Communion at 11 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. But we're going to stand on this day of celebration, the birthday of the Church, the celebration of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, as we sing together our opening hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Thank you.
Our service this morning is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together on this Pentecost Sunday to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against You and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve You in newness of life, to the glory of Your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to stand together now to say our psalm that is appointed for today. It's a psalm that speaks about the creative power of God. We're going to stand and say some words from Psalm 104. O Lord,
how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, spread far and wide, and there more creatures beyond number, both small and great. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made to play in the deep. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give it them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in His works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. So shall my song please Him while I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. Alleluia.
And if you'd like to be seated for our first Bible reading.
Our first reading is from the Old Testament. It comes from Genesis chapter 11 and starts at verse 1. And if those of you who are sitting near our Ukrainian friends, it's in the back of their handout if anyone wants to show them. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." And they used brick instead of stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there, from over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the earth. Here ends the reading.
Today is a day when we celebrate the Lordship of Jesus, and that's what we're going to sing about in our next hymn. He is Lord. If you'd like to be seated again for our second reading.
Our second reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, and starting at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? How is it then that each of them and each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, What does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they've had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Here ends the reading.
On the day of Pentecost, we celebrate the gift that God gave to us as his church, the gift of his Holy Spirit. And we're going to hear about that gift in our next video.
If you've ever heard the phrase, the Holy Spirit, and you want to know what it means, where do you start?
Well, you have to start on page 1 of the Bible, where the uncreated world is depicted as this dark, chaotic place, but then above the chaos, God's Spirit is there, hovering, ready to bring about life and order and beauty.
Okay, but what is God's Spirit?
Yeah, so the Spirit is the way the biblical authors talk about God's personal presence. The Hebrew word is ruach.
Ruach.
Yeah, you gotta clear your throat at the end.
So what is it?
Well, ruach can refer to a number of different things, but what they all have in common is energy.
Energy, how so?
So there's an invisible energy that makes the clouds move or the tree branches sway.
Right.
Wind. So in Hebrew, that's ruach.
Okay.
Now take a big breath. So you feel that inside you.
Yeah, the air?
Well, specifically the energy, right? The vitality in your body that you get from breathing deeply, that too is ruach. And this is the same word used in the Bible to describe God's personal presence. Just like wind and breath are invisible, God's Spirit is invisible. Wind is powerful, and so God's Spirit is powerful. And just as breath keeps us alive, so God's Spirit sustains all of life.
Yeah, ruach.
Now, as we continue on in the story of the Bible, we see God's ruach giving special empowerment to people for specific tasks. The first person in the Bible this happens to is Joseph.
God's Spirit enables him to understand and interpret dreams.
And then it happens to this guy named Bezalel, and he's an artist.
God's Spirit empowers him with wisdom and skills. He's given creative genius to make beautiful things in the tabernacle.
And we also see God's ruach empower a group of people called the prophets.
They're able to see what's happening in history from God's point of view.
That's exactly right. And here's the problem as the prophet saw it. While God's ruach had created a really good world, humans have given in to evil. They've unleashed chaos into it through their injustice.
A new type of disorder.
Yes, and the prophet said the Spirit would come, just like in Genesis 1, but now to transform the human heart, to empower people to truly love God and others.
How will this new act of God's Spirit happen?
Well, centuries pass, and we are introduced to Jesus. And at the beginning of his mission, there's a beautiful scene where Jesus is being baptized in the waters of the Jordan River.
Yeah, the sky opens up and God's Spirit comes and rests on him like a bird.
The story is saying that God's Spirit is empowering Jesus to begin the new creation. And we see this happening when he heals people or forgives their sins. He's creating life where there once was death.
Now, Israel's religious leaders oppose Jesus, and they eventually have him killed.
But even here, God's Spirit is at work. The earliest disciples of Jesus, who saw him alive from the dead, said it was God's energizing Spirit that raised Jesus.
This is the beginning of new creation.
Yes, and it's still going. When Jesus appeared to his closest followers, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
And soon after that, the Spirit powerfully comes on all of his disciples.
So that they can become a part of this new creation and share the good news and learn how to live by the energy and influence of God's Spirit.
And so, today, the Spirit is still hovering in dark places.
Yes, pointing people to Jesus, transforming and empowering them so they can love God and others. And the Christian hope is that the Spirit is going to finish the job. The story of the Bible ends with a vision of a new humanity, living in a new world that's permeated with God's love and life-giving Spirit.
Hey, thanks for watching.
So as we hear about the life-giving Spirit of God, let's join together to affirm our faith in the God who loves us as we share together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Our special prayer for today, the day of Pentecost. Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, by the power of the same Spirit, strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and the lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things, guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to join together to sing again another hymn celebrating the gift of God's Holy Spirit as we sing, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Heavenly Father, be with us this morning on this very special day. Help us to become closer to you and to learn more about you. Amen. Please take your seats. So today is a very special day. It's Pentecost and it's Jubilee. The word Jubilee and the idea of Jubilee is sown throughout the whole of the Bible, from beginning to end. And the word Jubilee in the Bible means release, freedom, celebration. That's why it's so important that today we have got friends from Ukraine who are experiencing rest, release, freedom. And on this day of Jubilee, while we're watching a video now, I'd like you to have something in your head. What would a royal visit look like? On a day of Jubilee, what would it look like for royalty to walk into this room? And I suggest to you that in the kingdom of God, the beautiful kingdom of God, everything is turned around. And what it looks like for royalty to walk in here in a royal visit is for five friends who need us from the Ukraine to walk in and take their seats. So please have that in your head as we watch this video. Thank you.
Good morning. Today we're celebrating the Jubilee, the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen. She has been the Queen for 70 years, which is a long time for anyone to be doing anything. Today we're also remembering Pentecost. We remember the time the Holy Spirit came to the church in a special way. Let's gather these ideas together using four stories. The first story was when the Queen was first made Queen. She was told that she was being given something that was the most valuable thing in the country. Then she was given the Bible. Well, this might have confused her because, sure, you can buy a Bible for a tenner. But the idea is that the truth, the message inside the Bible, is more valuable than anything else in the country. The second story is about this man, Rob Rinder. He is a TV personality, a lawyer, and he's also an educator. For his education work, he was given an award from the Queen. Actually, he and his mum were given an award from the Queen, but on the day, it wasn't the Queen that turned up. It was this man, the Queen's son. Now, this may or may not have been confusing for those who are being given the award, but the way the crown works is that if someone turns up and does something in the name of the Queen, it's the same as the Queen doing it. It's the rules of the crown. And they had a great day. They didn't complain at all. A wonderful time was had by all. The next story is from the Old Testament. King Solomon built a temple, a great big building for God to be in, for God to use. And he invited God to come, and God came. The presence of God, we're told, was like smoke, and it filled the temple. It filled it, completely filled it, so much so that the people inside decided they had to do a runner. Our last story is this. Jesus, after he rose from the dead, went to heaven and he told his friends to go and wait together in Jerusalem. And they waited. They didn't really know what they were waiting for. They knew it was going to be a helper, and then God filled the room. Now we're told this time, instead of smoke, it was fire. But it was the same idea. God's friends realized that God had come. God was there, not just in the room though, like the temple. God was now in them. Now these four stories, as fantastic as they are, I'm sure, what's the point? Let's see what we can do. The way the crown works is that if somebody gives an award, if somebody opens a shop or a ship, if someone goes on a journey in the name of the crown, it's the same as the queen doing it. That's the way the crown works. Like that, the way God works is this. If we take time to care for somebody, if we take time to love somebody, to give our time and attention in a good way to somebody, and if we do this in the name of God and in the presence of God, it's the same as God caring for that person. It is God loving that person. It is God giving their time and attention to that person. And if we do this as St. Finian's Church over and over, the presence of God fills the community. The presence of God grows where we live. This will make some people happy. This will confuse some people. It will make some people want to do a runner. It must never, ever, ever bore people. The way the crown works is like a mirror, when it's done well, to what we're taught in the Bible. And that is that when God is with us, when the Spirit is with us, what we do in His name is what God is doing in the community. And this has to be true for our church, for us in our community. Happy Jubilee. Happy Pentecost.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this Jubilee day, we pray for the good health of the Queen as we celebrate her work for us for 70 years. We pray that the royal family would be an example of justice, fairness, and that they would mirror your love to the world. And we pray for us this Pentecost. We pray that we will be open to the presence of your Holy Spirit and reach out into the world in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the world. We pray for level-headedness and for good moves towards a safer gun culture in the United States after yet more children are killed at school. Across the other side of the globe, we pray for peace and again for justice and level-headedness as authorities arrest demonstrators in Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong. We also pray for the people of Ukraine as Putin continues his attacks. We pray for the good leadership of Zelensky and for justice to be done and to be done quickly. We pray for those who have survived and fled. And we pray for those who are finding it so hard to come to safe havens that they are returning to Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for this country. We ask you for wise heads as we seek to find a government for us in Northern Ireland. And in the United Kingdom, we pray for respect and good examples from our leaders as we continue to discuss things like Partygate. In this parish, we thank you that we finally have met our Ukrainian friends and that they are at home in our parish. We pray for your Spirit on this day of Pentecost to be close to them And we pray that he will make his healing presence known to Ina, Evgen, Katya, Alina, and Irina. Tomorrow, as we go around the Welcome Center and the Home Office, may you open all the right doors in order to keep them safe. We pray for others who are refugees and homeless in Northern Ireland, and we pray for those who quietly and tirelessly work for them. We pray for those in our parish who are sick and in hospital. We pray for those who are dealing with mental health difficulties. Give us the wisdom and compassion and bravery to be your presence for them this Pentecost. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, hear us now as we bring our prayers to you using the words that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So on this Jubilee Sunday, as we think of that idea of Jubilee and of release and of God's values being to the forefront of our values, we're going to sing about that in our next hymn as we sing, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. One of the aspects of the first day of Pentecost, which we heard about today, was all those people from different languages being present in the one place and being able to understand and to hear one another's language. Well, I would like to say that that was the case at Dublin Airport the other night, but unfortunately it wasn't. But what we did have was a miraculous invention, as far as I'm concerned, that I'm going to encourage everybody who has a smartphone to do, is to download the app Google Translate. And with the help of Google Translate, Evgen and Andy were able to talk non-stop all the way from Dublin to Belfast on their first night in Ireland. And so, very conscious of our friends being here, we would like to sort of speak a universal language of welcome to our friends. So let's just give them a round of applause this morning. Evgen and family, lavabo prosima. You are very welcome in this place. We're going to bow our heads for God's blessing. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth and give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the words and works of God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Jubilee Sunday and forevermore. Do please feel most welcome to stay behind for a picnic after our service, and we're going to close our service this morning as we sing God Save Our Gracious Queen.